Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Although most Floridians are familiar with the image and plight of the endangered Florida panther, many are unaware of the existence of another native cat in Florida, the bobcat. Bobcats are native from southern Canada through much of the United States and south into central Mexico. They can be found throughout Florida, south into the northern Florida Keys. The bobcat is very secretive, active mostly at night, and very adept at keeping out of sight, though occasionally one will be seen within wooded areas of subdivisions and greenways. Large feral house cats are sometimes mistaken for bobcats, and at times bobcats are sometimes mistaken for young Florida panthers. But the bobcat is distinctive, and a good look makes it readily identifiable. The bobcat's name comes from its bob tail. The much larger Florida panther and much smaller house cat both typically have a conspicuous long tail. An adult bobcat is about 2.5 to 3 feet long, with a dark banded tail that is only 6 to 7 inches long, and distinctively marked with white on the underside of the tip. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Bobcats in Florida are smaller and lankier than their northern cousins, but still weigh in at 15 to 35 pounds. Males average larger than females, and bobcats in North Florida average larger than those in the South. The smaller body size and relatively longer legs of South Florida bobcats helps them get rid of excess body heat in our subtropical climate. In Florida, most bobcats are a tawny orange above in summer and more gray above in winter. Bobcats are often streaked with black down the middle of the back, and their white or light-colored undersides are well marked with conspicuous black spots. The fur color of bobcats varies greatly, and rarely is solid black. Bobcats that are black have been found in South Florida, perhaps giving rise to reports of black panthers. Bobcats have distinctively triangular ears with black hairs that extend as a tuft from the tip to give them a long, even more pointed appearance. When viewed from behind, each ear is conspicuously black with a large central white spot, markings that must serve a signal function, perhaps suggesting eyes, and thus reducing the potential for attack from behind by a larger predator. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. As with most cats, our bobcat is a hunter. It typically rests by day and hunts at dawn and dusk. Although a hungry bobcat will hunt at any time of day, hunting during the day is more common in winter. Florida bobcats prey on squirrels, mice, rabbits, and other small mammals, and in Florida will only rarely take an animal as large as a deer. They also opportunistically take snakes, lizards, birds, and their eggs, but these are a minor portion of their diet. Bobcats are also scavengers and will patrol roadsides for roadkills, sometimes falling prey to cars themselves. In most areas, rabbits are the staple of a bobcat's diet. In spring, birds, including eggs, nestlings, and especially fledglings, are common prey. In more northern areas, bobcats visit culverts and bridges where barn swallows nest and will leap up to dislodge the mud nests of these birds. Bobcats in urban areas may rarely take a house cat or a small dog. A bobcat hunts by stealth, usually lying in wait or silently stalking, poised to spring quickly to capture an animal that comes within range. Although fast and agile, a bobcat generally lacks the endurance for a long chase. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. A bobcat is a solitary animal that ranges over a large area in search of food and a mate. The size of a bobcat's home range varies seasonally with availability of food and from area to area with the quality of the habitat. On average, a male bobcat in Florida may roam over an area of more than 7 square miles. A female typically ranges over about 4 square miles. In late fall to early winter, as the breeding season approaches for most Florida bobcats, the home range of a male bobcat increases as it searches for potential mates. When a female is coming into heat, she calls frequently and begins marking her territory with urine that leaves a message that she's ready to breed. It's also at this time when young bobcats are forced to leave their mother's home range and strike out on their own. It's not surprising, with all of this movement, that winter is the time when highway mortality of bobcats is greatest. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. When a bobcat male finds a female, he will court her for a day or two. After mating, they part ways. About 2 months later, the female bobcat gives birth to 1 to 4 kittens in a secluded site, often a brush pile or a hollow log, surrounded by good hunting habitat. In Florida, 2 kittens seem to be the norm. For about their first 10 days, bobcat kittens' eyes are closed and they move little. After that, they become playful and alert, but remain at the den site for about 2 months while they're still nursing. As the kittens grow, their mother brings them fresh kills or takes them to her kills. At about the age of 5 months, she begins teaching them to hunt. By winter, with the approach of the next breeding season, young strike out on their own. Bobcat populations in Florida seem healthy. Healthy enough that Florida considers them a game animal, and they're often hunted or trapped for their fur in winter. Highway mortality and hunting are important causes of bobcat mortality, but so too are diseases that have been introduced to Florida bobcats through their encounters with feral house cats. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.